This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kind enough to join us is the chairwoman of the Elmore County Board of Supervisors, and that would be Ann Malik. Hello, Ann.
Good afternoon on this beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon to you. So, well, a lot to talk about, and you will be on WINA this Saturday on our program called the Albemarle Political Corner, too, so we want to let folks know about that.
Thank you.
Well, I wonder what you could be talking about. when we get to Saturday, maybe you'll be talking about, you know, the lilies in the field. Maybe not this whole money thing. We'll see what happens.
The first day of spring and other things.
Yeah. Well, as we jump into it, I guess, why don't we just start here and just tell us your thought process as you approach the budget conversations. And you are on record as voting against keeping the tax rate at 74.2. And I guess the first question is, why?
My preference would have been to advertise and go to the final public hearing with the equalized tax rate. My citizens in the Whitehall District are very divided. And I've been to two of my three town hall meetings so far. I had one on Monday, which was at Henley. It was supposed to be at Brownsville, but because of power outage, we moved across to Henley. And one last night in Whitehall. And at both meetings, there were different opinions expressed. But the majority of the people in the Henley meeting were very concerned about the tax burden for low-income people. And at the same time, they were very concerned that we'd not lose the progress we've made and the quality we have in our school system. So it's many of the same voices we had heard at the hearing on March 3rd downtown. The Whitehall meeting last night, the grand consensus was that they really asked me to hold the line on taxes, to look at the spending and make sure that we are getting the most effective and efficient use of our dollars. And I hear that from lots of different people, lots of different perspectives. And I'm glad to hear from them with specific things that they'd like me to investigate, because that's how it helps us to do a better job. The Earliesville meeting is a week from this coming Tuesday, actually, at Broadus Woods School. So that'll be the northern half of my district, and I hope that people will come as well that week and share. I would have been happier to wait until more definite information was in from the state before voting on the tax rate. And that was just not the will of the board, and I understand that, and I'm certainly not going to go talk to the press as different. I will go certainly try to find the most appropriate ways to reduce expenses to meet our budget.
From a point
going
of
forward.
Okay. We're talking with Ann Malik, kind enough to join us, one of our civic leaders and servants, and we appreciate all of them, all of our Board of Supervisors, City Council, School Board members as well, and appreciative of her time this afternoon at 525 on Charlottesville Right Now. When you say equalized tax rate for folks who've been following it closely, Ann, but then some folks are just coming into the conversation,
exactly.
What numerically would that have equated to?
That would have described about 76.2, which would allow for the average home to have about the same tax bill as last year.
Okay.
Now, with the average home, it means that some properties have fallen further than the average 3.4%, and others did not.
Okay.
But that's the only way we really can make a judgment of approximately where we are. This would have allowed enough funds to be able to put, or to decide later, to put some into the capital budget or to put it into a greater contingency fund. But I certainly understand the different perspectives from others on the board.
Yeah, we're talking with Ann Malik. She's the chairperson of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors here at 526 on Charlottesville Right Now in our last couple of minutes there. From a point of procedure, and to say for someone who just moved here or whatever the case may be, if you had set it at the equalized tax rate, stating here that you can't go any higher than what you advertise, but you can go lower.
Absolutely.
Were you kind of looking to have some flexibility there for discussion if it had gotten where you had wanted it to go?
I would very much, nothing would have been assured of where we were going to end up after the hearing, and also after much more information comes forward next week about where the actual dollars are from the state.
Yeah.
Because we may know that a certain part of our projected shortage has been replaced, but only for this coming year. And then we also know that about 50% of our shortage from the composite index figures is offset for the second year, for fiscal year 12. and then we think it's zero for the third year. But we don't know what the limitations are on how that money is to be spent. And so my approach to all issues is to get as much information as I can before I make a decision. And so we're going to learn more next week. I don't know if we will be in a position to do anything much more about it, but we will certainly learn more information next week. And we'll have to make adjustments in our current and our future services to be able to meet whatever the budget is that we end up with.
Yeah, we know that we talked with Supervisor Thomas talking about that there would be some cuts in capital improvement projects and some other things.
Oh, those have already happened, but there will be more.
There will be more.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because in the previous 2 years, in the middle of the year, in August, September, October, we have gotten the horrifying message from Richmond saying, oh, by the way, we're keeping an extra $5 million, and so you won't get that. Or last year it was $7 million. So I would expect, or I would rather plan for the fact that we are prepared to meet that kind of bad news without having to act abruptly or without having to do what was done in the 70s when the county had to borrow money at high interest in order to meet payroll because of cataclysmic series of events. So previous finance people and experienced business folks and retirees in my district and also active business people have said be careful about next year because we don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. These are revenue estimates. And that also feeds the other side of the argument, however, because people who don't want taxes to even go up a tiny little bit or that they don't want to pay the same amount, they'd rather have it go down, is because their future is very uncertain. And so they're looking for any small savings or large savings anywhere they can find them.
And
I certainly understand that.
Ann Malik is our guest, chairman of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and we appreciate her time. Lastly for you, Ann,
yes.
At 529, you've referenced Richmond, and we've all got to live and get along together as municipalities right next to each other. Delegate Bell's bill doesn't go through. How do you see that? How did you react to that when you saw that news?
I frankly didn't think that it was going to go through because I didn't think other jurisdictions' representatives wanted to get involved in a local decision.
Okay.
And so I was not planning on that money. And I do hope that the byproduct of that whole process would be that it will help city and county people to figure out how to do better together and to make some joint savings by trying some things that we have not done in the past or revisiting some items that we have looked at and discarded in the past.
Collaboration sounds like an optimal goal, doesn't it?
We have a lot of work to do, and we've made a good start. And when you are at other communities, they always talk about how advanced Charlottesville and Albemarle are in the way we do work together. So we have very high standards for ourselves, and we're already seen as achieving a lot when others look at us.
All right. Well, as I told Supervisor Thomas, and we tell all of you guys, we appreciate the access, and a lot of times you get criticism as opposed to being congratulated for your efforts. So we'll take the latter today. So thanks for being with us and for the work you're doing on the citizens' behalf. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate being able to talk with you and our listeners.
All right. Have a good evening, Ann.
Good night.
We'll see you later. All right. That's Ann Malik, chairwoman of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. And you can hear her on the Albemarle Political Corner at 10 a.m. this Saturday morning with Fred Hudson on WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.